And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
You know, we often think that entrepreneurs fly solo when they start a new business. But actually, many businesses are started by multiple co-founders, sometimes as many as 4 to 5. That's big love. These relationships are like a business marriage, and like complex marriages, often need a prenup, but are frankly about as popular to talk about as a prenup among a couple planning their marriage. The co-founder's agreement is a critical but often avoided in the excitement of starting this new venture. And that agreement must address critical issues such as ownership, governance, decision-making, capital contributions, capital calls, transfer of the equity. You really owe an obligation to each other as well as to your families and even to coworkers and future employees to put some agreement in place that will articulate and define all of these rights. And the big ones, no one wants to talk about. I'm talking about the big D's. And that's not the Dallas Cowboys, folks. These are the big D's that come up in a co-founder's agreement. Yep, here they are. Death, disability, divorce, dysfunctionality, dissolution, disagreements, dispute resolution, disloyalty, and disengagement. They all happen. I've been doing this for 30 plus years, and I've seen all kinds of disputes among co-founders. So if there's one thing I want you to take away, it's get it in writing and get it right. If 50% of our personal marriages wind up in divorce, why would you think that the data is any less likely in a business marriage, especially when it's lacking the love and passion?
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.